Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom all. When I realized that I'd be visiting the famous horror franchise It, I must admit to being just a teensy bit apprehensive, since I'm a total wuss. But after all, I'd survived talking about cannibals before in the episode about Hannibal. And when I talked with Xander about Richie Toyser and Eddie Kasprak, I learned, much to my surprise, that this fandom likes its ship mostly in one flavor, fluff. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk/Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk, meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple. And in the latter case, you're using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. However, this podcast will be zero judgment, 100% squee, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fan works might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, that's one true pairing, i.e. the ship they love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews. Het, i.e. straight couples, slash, meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters, or even real people. The only limit is the imagination. Does that sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, a Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net, where you could also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please get in touch. I very much enjoy making this podcast, but I've had to start paying for pro accounts, so I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-Fi and PayPal links, which you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 38, and I've been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom in 2001, which was also when I started writing fic in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you're wondering, and I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies and German Literature. These days, I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows, and podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, reading, and gifting, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about their passions, and there's few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that a ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so in the immortal words of River Song,
spoilers.
This episode shows what makes fandom so special. Ready fans take a dark source material and mostly disregard what they don't like, instead focusing on what appeals to them, which happens to be the friendship between the two characters, not their sad fate. So while Xander and I naturally discuss the canon of It, this is an episode that showcases the power of the AU. But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea.
Hi, Xander. Nice Hello. Of you to join me.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, Yeah, you were recommended by Bucket.
Yes.
How do you know her?
So we do a webcomic together. I'm the writer, she's the artist. Mm-hmm. It's really funny because we met through another artist friend because I asked my artist friend one night, I was like, oh, so what are you up to? And she's like, oh, I'm watching my friend live do a live stream and everything. I was like, oh, that's cool. And she sent me the link and I was like, oh, cool. And so I went in there and then it was Bucket, her and me, and she didn't talk for the rest of the stream. So me and Bucket, and we were like, where did she go? And we were just like, I don't know. So we just started talking. That's how I met her.
So you're an artist too?
No, I'm not an artist. Our friend was a fellow artist.
Okay. Yeah. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Xander. I'm from Chicago, Illinois in the U.S. I'm 30, which in fandom can mean I'm ancient.
Oh, dear God. Don't make me feel even like...
I remember you saying your name, your age, and I was like, woo, I'm not super old anymore. It's just like...
Oh, thank you.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
I'm a fandom crone.
I'm happy that there are older people in fandom too, because it's like it's a lot of younger kids.
Yes. I remember when I joined online fandom, I had like I was lucky enough, and I got into a group where there were a bunch of people who were older than I was, and they were really awesome about making me feel welcome.
Yeah. It's like. And it's now like kind of like the reverse where it's like if you're over like 22, people are like, ew, why are you here? I'm sorry, I like things.
Yeah. I only started with online fandom when I was like 19.
Yeah?
Because I didn't have my own laptop before that. And yeah. I didn't particularly feel like surfing the net like on a, like a private level on my dad's computer.
Excuse me while I go look at my fandom stuff, father.
Yes, exactly. And no, those are not boys kissing. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, just don't look.
Yeah, because that was the time, you know, you had one computer. And it was in my dad's office, a huge, big desktop thing.
Yes. where everybody could see.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was bad enough that I used it to download MP3s with Napster.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I'm just dating myself more and more. Yeah, let's go back to you. This is not about me.
Let's just get back to this.
Yes.
Let's see. What else was I? I'm Xander the Undead everywhere.
That's a really cool name.
Oh, thanks. I named it. I got the name after my fish. Did you ever see the show Frisky Dingo?
No.
Do you know what Archer is?
Kinda.
Okay. So Frisky Dingo was like their show before they did Archer. It's not really well known, but one of the main characters was Xander Cruz. So I named my fish after that. And then my fish went through a bunch of like things where it was like he just wouldn't die. Like he got accidentally frozen when my spouse left the window open during the winter. He jumped out of his tank and we didn't realize it for a really long time and he still lived. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be Xander the Undead.
Take it as a good omen.
Exactly. So yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah. And what's your fandom background?
My fandom background is I'm a writer. I write fanfic for I'm sorry. I do write fan fiction for a lot of stuff, but my fandom background started with, I'm going to have to say, a long time ago when I was like, going to say 13 or 12, when Digimon was out.
Okay.
And so I was just like, oh, this is cool. And then I found fanfiction.net. Woo! And nice. It just went from there.
Didn't we all?
Yeah.
It's like fanfiction.net has a lot, you know, to answer for.
It really does. Now every time I'm like, I deleted all my fanfiction.net, but I remember before I did that, and I would get like a notification of a comment on my fanfiction stuff. I was like, why are you here? don't look at this.
So what was your first like fandom that you wrote for then?
I think my first fandom I wrote for was actually Kingdom Hearts, the game. Ooh, I got obsessed with that game. And then I think I got obsessed with it and I wrote a lot for it. And then I think I finally fell out of it. Luckily I fell out of it. But then I still kept reading stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of died down because there was they would put out like games for the PSP, and then they'd put out things for like the 3DS and stuff like that. But it was like weird because, and they weren't like official, they were official Kingdom Hearts games, but they weren't like, because they have Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2, and then all those like middle games. And then just recently they came out with Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I got a used PSP just to like try and play it, but I didn't really play all the other little middle games. So I kind of lost the big obsession with it. I still really liked it. I played Kingdom Hearts 3, but I lost the big obsession for it.
What other fandoms have you been active in?
Active, writing things, you know, or just like being like,
yeah, I mean, just like if you think back on like those were like my main fandoms.
Okay, Digimon, Kingdom Hearts, Inception, my friend likes to make fun of me, but I am incredible dreary trash.
I'm sorry, I was never in Harry Potter fandom. Everything I know is about biosmosis.
That's okay. It's the ship of Harry and Draco, and I'm just like, yeah. I'm that trash person. I ship them. You know, let's just get over that.
I always thought that was one of the really big ships.
It is one of the very big ships. Which is funny, and I'm just, and my friend is like, she's all like, why are you like this? I'm like, I'm sorry. So that's Harry Potter, and then Young Avengers. I was in that one for a really, I am still in that one. It's kind of died down because they haven't had a run in a long time, but I'm still a part of that one. Young Justice. Mm-hmm. Which is DC.
Yes.
And then, sorry, I'm clearing my throat a lot. And then, yeah, just recently,
But before we get into that one, what type of fan are you? Do you usually like latch onto one OTP or do you multi-ship?
So usually I do OTP. Mm-hmm. Like usually I latch onto one pairing and I'm like, nope, this is it. This is the pairing. I have only one interest for them. Mm-hmm. But surprisingly for this fandom, I am I thinking of the word multi-ship correctly where it's like you have like different couples that you really like?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm a multi-shipper because I really, really like Reddy, mm-hmm. which is what I'm doing this about. Mm-hmm. But I also am really in love with the ship Stanlon, which is Stanley Uris and Mike Hanlon in the book. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm a multi-shipper for this one.
So I don't know anything about it except that there's a clown in it. So are we talking about the book, the movie? There's a TV show as well, right?
It's like a mini series. It's the one with Tim Curry as the clown.
Yeah.
Okay. So so it's very interesting. So it was a book that was written by Stephen King while he was on a lot of cocaine.
Okay.
And so it was a book. And then later they made it into a miniseries. Mm-hmm. And then just recently in like 2017, they made the first part of it into a movie. And then the second part is coming out in September.
And I know this because one of the actors from Shadowhunters will be in it.
Who?
He plays Luke, Isaiah Mustafa.
Oh, yes, he plays Mike in it. Oh, I love him so much. Oh my gosh. I love him so much.
You see, I don't know who that is. It's like, okay, he's in it. You for him.
Woohoo! Yeah,
I guess.
I love that actor. He's great.
Yeah, he is.
So you're like, all I know about it is it's got a clown in it. And it does have a clown in it. You're right. I ship Reddy, which is a ship about from a horror book about a alien clown entity that likes to eat children.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's I never thought I would find myself here in my life.
How do I end up in these conversations about people being eaten? Exactly. Like I had an episode about Hannibal. It's like
exactly. It's like okay. So, Reddy is the ship between Richard Tozer and Eddie Kasprak. Who are they?
I mean, they're not the clown. No, so I don't know who they are. No.
Okay, so in it, it's like it all starts out with one of the characters, Bill Demereaux. His brother disappears. What you see in the movie and the book is like he gets eaten by it. Uh-huh. But his little brother disappears, and so like he kind of it's like this whole thing where they're like they discover that he didn't disappear. Like he was like eaten and killed, and then they like get involved with like destroying this clown. At least that's the first half of the book, and they like they fight him as kids in the first half of the book, and they think they destroy him, but they make this like pact that you know if he's really not dead, we're gonna come all seven of us because there's seven of them. Mm-hmm. We're gonna come back. And we're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
And so...
As you do when you're kids.
As you do, yes, as you do. You make a blood oath with all of your, with all six of your other friends, and you're like, we're gonna go kill this clown 27 years later. Yeah. as you do.
Yeah.
As all 12 and 11 year olds do.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, so Richie is... So he has the nickname Trash Mouth, and he's just like, oh God, how do I describe him without making him sound like the most annoying thing in the entire world? He's,
why do you like him?
You know, that's a great question. No, I'm joking. He's, it's just like, as a kid, he is like that kid that tries to be funny. Like, mm-hmm. all the time. He's just, like, and, you know, like, I think what really makes him not the most annoying is because you see those little parts where he really does care for his friends, and he really, like, is, like, trying to be funny or, like, trying to make them feel better with his humor and stuff like that. And it's just really sweet, and it's, like, he's the one that's always joking, and, like, he does all these voices, and it's just, and him combined with Eddie. Eddie is just, like, so Eddie has a really hard, like, family life. So he is, his dad died when he was really little. And like all of Stephen King's, like, he can write, like, really realistic, horrible family lives really well. Mm-hmm. And so Eddie's mom, because his dad died, she is, like, really insistent on keeping Eddie with her. So she, like, she lies to him and tells him that he's really sick. Oh. And that he has asthma and he's allergic to grass and, like, you gotta be, like, worried about all these different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so Eddie grows up kind of like a hypochondriac. Mm-hmm. And it's just, but he's also, like, this little, like, fiery thing. So he's got, like, a little temper, and it's really cute just to see them, because, like, Richie's always joking with him, and Eddie's always like, shut up. But it's, like, really cute because they're friends, and they're really good friends. And it's just, the dynamic is really good. Mm-hmm. And they really, in the movie, in the 2017 movie, they really emphasized on that, like, the scenes that they had together. Like, a lot of them, too, were, like, side scenes where it's like, if you didn't ship it, you really wouldn't see it. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's, like, it's just really cute. Like, there's this one scene where they're talking about it and everything like that. It, like, this fair or a parade, and, like, Richie's off, like, you don't even really notice it, but Richie's off, like, trying to take a trombone from a trombone player, and it's like, what? But then he, like, pops up, and Eddie just has, like, it was just holding his ice cream, and he hands it to him, and it's really cute and everything like that. And it's just, like, oh my gosh, it's the little things. And, like, when it attacks on this, like, projector thing, Richie immediately grabs Eddie and stuff like that. And it's just, it's, you know, mm-hmm. you know how those shipping things happen.
Yes.
But yeah, and it's like, and I know you say, like, hey, guess what, there's gonna be spoilers in this show.
Yes.
And it was a book written in the 80s, but still. Yes. Some people are just coming into this thing from the 2017 movie. Mm-hmm. But it's just really sad because in the end Eddie dies
in that first half, or
no, in the end of the book,
when they're grown-ups.
When they're grown-ups, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no!
Yeah, Eddie dies. And it's really sad. Like, the moment between Richie and Eddie is just so heartbreaking because, like, so Eddie gets his arm bitten off. Yeah. Yeah. So they're in the sewers, so he's bleeding out in the sewers, and Richie's just like holding him and everything like that, and he's crying and he's really upset. And you know, Richie calls him all different kinds, calls his friends all different kinds of names. Mm-hmm. But he calls Eddie like Eddie Spaghetti, and he also calls him Eds, which Eddie like is always like, I don't like you calling me that. Don't call me that. But he calls him Eds while he's holding him while he's dying. And then he's like crying and sobbing, and Eddie's mm-hmm. like, his last kind of words were like, oh, gosh, I should pull it up so I don't like get it wrong. But it's like, you know, don't call me that. Or it's like, you know, or something like, you know, I, and like, it says like, he doesn't finish it before he dies, but it's like says like, he didn't know what he wanted to say. And so everybody's like, what if he was saying, I love you? Probably saying, I love you, not, I don't like that. And so Eddie dies, and Richie is just like falling apart, and they say that they got to get ready to go. And the saddest thing is Richie tries to pick his body up to take him out of the sewers, but they can't. Like, he just can't. And so they're like, we have to leave him here. We have to leave his body here. All the friends are like, we have to leave his body here. And he's like, no, Ed's, we can't leave him here. It's too dark. Ed's doesn't like that, or Eddie doesn't like that. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So they end up having to leave him, and Richie kisses his cheek before they leave him, and it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't. So like when the movie, like we were all like, it's funny because in the fandom when 2017 movie came out, we were all like, oh, Eddie Reddy, yay. It's like it's so great. And we like lost ourselves in all the AUs and everything. It's like where Eddie lives and stuff like that.
Oh yes.
And then like chapter two, the trailers just started coming out like a month and a half or 2 months ago. And we were all like, oh right.
Oh, we damn. There's that pesky cannon.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, it's just there's moments between them in the book, in the miniseries, and the movie that it's just like they're so sweet and they're so cute. And it's like that weird, like they're called the losers, their group. And like,
that's not nice.
Well, I think it's like, because they are like, Richie is like, it's funny because in the fandom, a lot of people will write him or draw him very like handsome. But mm-hmm. as a kid, he's like, he's got buck teeth. He's got these thick, crazy glasses. And he's just like the most like, as a kid, and I know kids like this that are just like constantly like joking or like saying things just to get a reaction, and it's just like, oh boy. And Eddie is that little kid that's just like, you know, always has to be clean, you know, can't like has to he'd be that kid with the pocket back sanitizer and everything. But it's just really cute because like it's just friendship that grows mm-hmm. into that. So yeah, that's why that's the ship I'm talking about.
Yeah. And how did you come to it? Did you start with the book or with the miniseries, or how did you come to it?
So it's funny because I read the book a long, long time ago, like a long, long time ago when I was in, like, I think junior high or so, like.
I think that's when most of us have our horror phase.
Yeah. Isn't it? I am now a teenager. I need to read all the scary books.
Oh,
So I read the book a long, long time ago, and I remember, like, I remember this being like, this is a scary book, but it's also kind of disturbing because there are a lot of things in there, not just the clown eating children, but there are some other things in the book that are like, I don't know if I like this. So that's all I really remembered from the book. And then the movie, and I knew about the mini series, but I never watched it. I just knew that Tim Curry was it in it. And then the movie came out in 2017, and I never saw it. I hadn't seen it. I didn't go and see it. But I had a friend who was, like, obsessed with it, the new movie. And I was like, and I remember thinking, like, what on earth are you doing? Like, why are you obsessed with this? It's like a horror movie about a clown eating people. So I was just like, okay, you know what, friend, you do you. And then, you know, things went on and everything. And then I found on Tumblr a fan comic by Romax. I think that's how you pronounce her name, is Romax. And I didn't know what it was for at first. It's very long and it's still ongoing. But I had no idea what it was for at first. And I was like, wow, this is really good and really pretty. And I was just like, I'm like falling in love with this. And I saw that they wrote that it's like fan comic. And I was like, oh, about what? And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, it's it? I was like, what the hell? And so then I was like, well, I mean, it's cute, so I'm gonna keep reading it. And then, like, they did art for, or like fan art for different fics, and I kind of just slowly tumbled to my death into the fandom. So that's how I got into it.
And I just did a quick image search, and is that the guy from Stranger Things?
Yep. It is exactly who that is. It is, and so it's funny because of that, the It fandom and the Stranger Things fandom cross a lot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, a lot. So, it's very interesting, because, like, you'll have, like, fics that will just, like, pepper in Stranger Things characters, and it's like, oh, okay. So, yeah. It's really fun. Like, I lurked for a really, really long time. I just started out with, like, I didn't follow anybody on Tumblr that followed the, or that was in the fandom or anything like that. But I just lurked, and I would, like, I found a fic, and then I'd read all those people's fics, like, all their stories, and then I'd be like, okay, well, I need more. So I'd go to their bookmarks and be like, did you bookmark any It stories that I could read? And then, I started following, I can't remember if it was Tiny Armed T-Rex or somebody else, but I started following a blog, and then that just led into me, like, following 4,000 It blogs.
So you were really committed to it at that point.
Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm here. I probably won't leave for a while. So here we go. And yeah, and then I started writing and everything like that. And so now it's like my fandom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so did the movie cover the whole story or just the first half?
Just the first half.
Okay.
Yeah. So it just covered where they're kids, and they fight It, or Pennywise is what the clown's name is, but that's also called It. They fight him, And then it ends with them doing their blood oath.
Yeah.
And that's chapter one.
Okay.
And chapter two comes out when they're all adults in mm-hmm. September.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no more Stranger Things.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Oh. It's all like they're all grown up. And so the Stranger Things people are grown up.
Okay.
Yes.
And is the fandom really active?
So it's funny because you have people in the fandom who are like, so obviously after the 2017 movie came out, it was like insanely active, like crazy active. And I mean, it's died down a little bit, but it's mainly like, people are still active. Like, I'm still writing fics for it. My friends are still writing fics for it. And there's art all the time. But then you have people that are like, why don't we have any content? And it's like, well, it's right here. You just need to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Is it like one big fandom or is it like separated into like book fandom and movie fandom?
I would say that it, for the most part, it's pretty much all one big fandom. Mm-hmm. You have some people that are kind of like, well, if you didn't read the book, then it you don't count. Which is kind of, it's like, no, that's not fair. Because first of all, the book is huge. And second of all, like, there are some really disturbing things in that book that I could see why some people don't want to read the book. So, like, if you just watch the movie or the miniseries, there's nothing wrong with that and being a part of the fandom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've got some people that are like, no, it's book or bust, but no, that it's definitely all one big fandom.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you already mentioned that you write for it. Is it mostly Ready stuff, or also that your other ship that you mentioned?
So I was about to say everything I've written is Ready, but that's not true. It's mostly Ready. Like all my big heavy plot, multiple chapters ones are Ready. But I have also written two other fics that are different ships. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mostly, and it's funny because like I write Ready, but in the background, you better believe I'm gonna pepper in some Stanlaw. It'll be like, hey, this is a mainly Ready fanfic, but you're gonna get Stanlaw in your face too. So yeah, I really enjoy it and everything like that. It's a lot of fun.
Is it like one of the biggest ships in the fandom?
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's I'd have to say it's, I think it is the biggest ship.
Okay.
I mean, I can't, I'm not 100% on that, but I do think it is the biggest ship in the fandom. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. It's extremely popular.
Yeah. And you already mentioned that there's obviously lots of like fix-its and Stranger Things crossovers.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any other like shared fanons or common tropes?
Yeah, there are a lot. So with Richie, like are you talking like headcanons?
Yes.
Yeah. So with Richie, he kind of always, it's just kind of like accepted that because in the book he became like a radio DJ, and in the miniseries he became an actor, And I don't know what they're going to do for him in the second chapter. But
yeah.
It's like, for him, when he's an adult, he's usually always either something in the media business or like musically talented. Mm-hmm. So that's usually for him. And Eddie kind of gets like a, so he becomes a limo. His company has a limo driving company in the book and stuff. So a lot of people will put him as one, either a doctor because of his hypochondriac tendencies.
Ah, okay.
Or they'll put him a doctor or a nurse, or they'll put him as a mechanic because in the book it mentions that he like really liked working on cars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the two, like, these are their jobs in the fandom. Let me think. Another one.
Are they?
What?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. So are there like lots of like band AUs or stuff
yes!
like that?
Yes. Yes, band AUs. Oh my goodness. Yes.
I know how fandom thinks.
I know how this works.
Yes.
Yeah, there are lots of band AUs. Lots of like celebrity AUs and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I'm trying to think what's like the biggest trope. I can't think. I can't think.
Do they have lots of, I don't know, I personally, I'm a huge fan of like, you know, like childhood friends to lovers. Yeah. Is that a lot yeah. of that going on?
Yes. Well, yeah, because in canon, they're like really great friends. And then, so it's, oh my God, they're heartbreaking. They're heartbreaking. It's so sweet and so cute. And it's just like, they fall in love. Like, I could read 4,000 fics of Reddy where they're just start out as children and go through to high school and they're just falling in love. And I'm like, yes, this is it. This is my crack.
And I guess it's always kind of bittersweet because you know what's looming ahead.
Yeah, and so I think that's why it's so funny, because in a fandom that is based off a really gruesome and disturbing book,
mm-hmm.
mainly people want to read fluffy, happy fix it AUs, and that's like
okay,
that's like Reddy's bread and butter. Like, we don't want to think about what's really happening, so let's just dream about there's no horrible clown that's going to kill anybody and
yes.
fall in love like normal high schoolers.
That means I could actually read some of
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the fanfic is that. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Some stuff that's like canon compliant and everything, but a mm-hmm. lot of the Reddy stuff is like, nope, no clown here. Not a thing. Yeah.
Is that also the type of fic that you write?
So my I am very, like I said, I'm very plot heavy, so mm-hmm. I have a couple of different AUs that, I mean, there's fluff in it, like there's moments where it's like aw, but I'm like, I have mm-hmm. so I have like a superhero AU because you know my Marvel and DC days, and then
yeah.
I have a witch AU, W-I-T-C-H, mm-hmm. where Eddie is a witch, and but like not like Sabrina witch, like yeah, because I used actual like I have a friend who's a witch, so I just used
okay.
like actual spells and actual things like that,
mm-hmm.
And then I have one other ongoing one that is not like a fantasy or anything, but it's I don't know how to describe it.
we'll just have to go and check it out.
Exactly. And then my last one is just a smut fic.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely necessary.
That one.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the ones I write. But they have like fluffy moments in them. It's just like a lot of plot heavy action and thriller, but then fluff just kind of tossed in.
Yes. So, do you have anything else that you'd like to share about this particular pairing before we move on to the specific recommendations?
I think, let's see. If you want to get into the fandom, or if you're interested in it, I would say, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. you don't even have to read the book, because like I said, the book is disturbing. And if you aren't a big horror fan, which it's funny because I have friends in this fandom that aren't big horror fans. They're like, I really don't want to watch horror, which is what the movie is and everything like that. And I think, you know, if you want to get into the fandom and you're interested in it, but you really don't want to read the book or you don't want to see the movie because you're scared, which is fair. And I mean, I didn't find the 2017 movie scary. I found it more emotional, but chapter two is supposed to be terrifying. I mean, if you watch the trailer, it's just like, holy crap, they really stepped up when it comes to the scary thing. But, but if you're like scared or you don't want to watch that, I think it's actually pretty easy just to like read fix and like glean what you want from that and like go to Wiki if you're confused or stuff like that.
Yeah. What did we do before there was Wikia?
I know, I don't know. Well, I guess I can't be here then. Because I feel like this is a ship that a lot of people would like if it wasn't attached to a horror book or a horror movie.
I'm beginning to see that.
Yeah, because I feel like it is so sweet, and it's so like, and it's so innocent when it starts out and everything like that, and their friendship is so strong and so real, and I think it would appeal to a lot of people if there wasn't that stupid clown in it.
Yes.
Like Bucket said in her one, she's like, I read the book a long time ago and I really liked it, and the movie looks interesting, but I didn't see it because of the clown. Like, that's fair.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, if you want to be a part of this fandom, but you don't want to see any of the source material or read any of the source material, that's fine. Just, you know, like, figure it out as you go. Yeah.
Great. And so if someone were to stick to the fandom side of things, what would you recommend they read?
Oh, okay. So I think what I would have to say is one fic that I am just absolutely in love with, and it's like it's canon compliant, but not really, because in the book they all go their separate ways. Like, they all go off to their own colleges, they all go off to get their own jobs in, like, other places, And the thing about it is it makes you forget. Mm-hmm. And so they forget about each other when they leave. Yeah, they forget about it and they forget about each other completely when they leave. And so I say it's not quite canon compliant because in this one, it's called The Years Go By Like Days by, let me try and read this name, Georgie Stefanberg. Mm-hmm. And it's very long, but it's so good. It's where Eddie and Richie admit their feelings for each other in high school, and they stay together after they leave. They stay together, so they remember each other after they leave. They forget about the others as time goes on, but they build their lives together, and it's just like, it's just their lives up until they get the call, which is, Mike, the character Mike, actually stays in Derry, which is where they live, and he is the one that remembers everything. Okay. And he calls them all when the 27 years is up, and it starts, like, it goes into, like, a hibernation for 27 years.
Okay.
And then he wakes up and he's like, wow, I'm hungry. So he like, so when it starts eating kids again, Mike is the one that calls everybody. Mm-hmm. And in the fic, it goes up until the call they get.
Okay. Yeah.
And then everybody was like, wait, you can't, you can't just leave it there. Does that mean Eddie dies? Like,
yeah.
And then, so they wrote an epilogue where it was, it wasn't Eddie, but, and Richie doesn't die in the story. I'm spoiling the story, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, fine. Richie gets really badly hurt.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I kind of, it was interesting because it was like, oh, okay, it's not where, you know, Eddie gets hurt and, like, he's fine. It's Richie got really hurt and they're, like, worried that he's, like, not going to make it. But he does make it, people, mm-hmm. So you should read this fic. Oh.
Yeah, good.
yeah, it was, it's really good. Like, just, it's so good. And another one. I'm trying, it's, whoops, my thing just, my list just sparked for a second. Okay. And then, one that I really, really like is, so it's zero, this is an AU. It's also really popular in the fandom. It's called, Zero Characters Left. And it's by, Stellar Bisexual. That's her name. And, so it's Eddie works for like a social media kind of startup thing, and Richie is hired as like a cameraman or like a cameraman photographer kind of thing, and they like fall in love and everything like that. It's really cute, and of mm-hmm. course it's an AU because we don't like sticking to canon very much in this fandom, but. It's like, it's so good. Like, there are a lot of really good authors in this fandom, and it's like the Inception fandom, where it's just like some of these stories just like grip your heart, and it's like, oh my gosh, like you're making me feel things so much. It's just really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm assuming you have more recommendations.
I do. Sorry. Yes. I didn't peter off like that.
That's what you have me for.
Yes, exactly. Surprisingly, there aren't many canon compliant
I'm not surprised in the Divergence.
Right. Yeah, see, you know the lingo. You know it better than me. But, so it's, Eddie survives. He gets his arm bitten off, but he survives. And it's all about, it's not finished, but it's all about how, it's by Tiny Arm T-Rex, by the way. And it's, so it's about, so in the book, Eddie gets married. So he's married in the book. But it's like a,
that's a bummer.
But it's like, it's like super very much like unhealthy, because like he married an exact copy of his mom.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So, so he's married in the book and he's married in this fic. And Richie is like, I don't want to lose you. Can, like, I love you. You should, like, you should stay with me. And Eddie's like, I can't do that. And so, like, after he's released from the hospital, he goes home and stuff like that. And Richie's all depressed. But they, like, start communicating again because, you know, before they forgot each other. But now they're, like, back in each other's lives. So they communicate and they talk on the phone. And it's, like, really heart-wrenching because, like, they're both so in love with each other. But, like, Eddie's like, I can't do this. And then I think the last chapter that was recently updated was where Eddie came to Richie and was like, okay, yeah, I want to be with you. And it's like, oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, please.
Sticking with it has paid off.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, it's just, I really love that one. Because, you know, I love anything where Eddie lives.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my two favorite AUs.
I guess it's probably really hard because there's so
everything,
many.
Everything's an AU. Because I think one of my favorite AUs is by I think The Lazy Eye, and it's funny because it's just known as the baseball fic in the fandom, but it's about it's about Richie, who joins, like, he doesn't even expect to, like, make it, but he joins the baseball team in his high school, and Eddie is, like, the big jock of the fan, he's really good at baseball, like, he is just the best, and it's, like, it's real, like, the way they write is just so, like, they're really good at getting you to feel things and everything. It's super long and it's not even done yet, but it's just the way it's a slow burn, like the slowest burn.
Okay. You
start out real cold and then you just slowly start to warm up, but it's just the feelings and everything as they slowly start to, like, gravitate towards each other and then, like, slowly start to become friends, and then, like, that build up where, oh, hey, you know, and then you, like, learned that they were friends later or earlier in life and then something happened that they weren't friends anymore. And it's just like, whew, okay. It's just really good. And there's no clown in it, so it's an AU.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I'm trying to so those are the fics that I really enjoy.
Yeah. We already mentioned that there's loads of really good authors. Who are your favorites, if you have to pick favorites?
Oh, which God.
You have to pick favorites now.
You have to do it now. Yes. Now. Right now.
You agree to be on this podcast, which has in the fine print something else. You have to pick favorites.
Can I pick more than one?
Yes, you can pick more than one.
Okay, cool.
I'm not cruel.
I'm not cruel. No. Let me think.
I'm a nice person.
I'm nice. Let me think. So, I mentioned Stellar Bisexual. She mm-hmm. all of her stuff is just really good. It's really mm-hmm. fun to read. Tiny Arm T-Rex yes. is good. I've read all of their stuff.
I kind of knew that you would mention them because you already mentioned them a couple of times.
Yeah. And sorry, my computer went black. Let me think. There's I'm trying to think of like, because like there are a lot of authors that wrote for stuff like before I was in the fandom, but haven't been like active mm-hmm. since. And then I'm trying to think of authors that are active right now. Let's see. I really like Queen Socks Stump. I'm sorry. That's her Tumblr name. Her other name is The Future Isn't Bright or Is Not Bright. Mm-hmm. She writes really interesting ones. Like she does like a theater AU that's like all Shakespearean and it's really good. Ooh. And she also...
I love it when you can tell that someone really knows the subject. It's so cool.
Yes, yes. And you can tell that they do because it's like, yeah. It's like, woo, this is in-depth Shakespeare. And then she also recently did this alchemy one, which I guess that's AU too. And it's really good. And you can tell she's really put all her research into this. And it's just very, mm-hmm. it's very authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see. See, now you got me like wanting to name everybody that I know.
No, you're not allowed to name
everybody. No.
You get one more.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's see. One more. Okay. Oh, goodness. I'm going to go with Lazy Eye, the Lazy Eye, mm-hmm. because they are active right now in the fandom.
Yes.
And they are just, like, their writing is great. They're great at it, and they are really good at doing the emotions and making you feel like you're right, like, there. Mm-hmm. So... yeah. Okay. That's my three. Since you're so cruel and didn't let me name everybody.
Well, you know, I can't just have you list names for like, you know, we're already at like the 1 hour mark. You know, I can't just have you list like names forever. And,
no.
Let's just move on from fan fiction
okay.
and towards like more visual fan works.
Okay.
Do you have recommendations for that? Because like you mentioned that you actually got into it, into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Through a fan comic, right?
Yeah. So Romex is they do the comic. The fan comic, but still going. They aren't really too active on Tumblr anymore. Mm-hmm. But artists that are one artist that's really active in the IT fandom is What I Do in Secret. I think that's their mm-hmm. Tumblr. They are just really great. And I'm a part of a big bang that's going on, or a reverse big bang
wow.
for mm-hmm. what's going for this fandom. And they recently, they were the one, they posted first, like their art was one of the first things that was posted. And it's just so sweet. And it's like not even a ship that I ship, but it's, the art is just so like good that it's like, oh my gosh, that's cute. I don't even like ship this, but I'm like, that's cute. And that's adorable and sweet. And then another artist that recently has just recently come on the scene, but they're phenomenal, is Edward Tozer, which that's their Tumblr name. I don't know if they have any other site or name. But yeah, their art is just so like blow away. And we were all just kind of like, where have you been all this time? Your art is amazing. So yeah,
from the username I assume they ship
Rain. yes they ship, they ship a couple different things, but Ready is their main one right now. Yes, as you can tell from their screen name. Yeah, it's real, like the art in this fandom is really good. It's just like, I am always, because I can't draw for crap, but that's why I'm always impressed with artists who can just create these amazing things. It's like, wow. So that, those are my fan arts, which is really good.
Do you also have recommendations for like bits or gift sets?
So videos, I don't watch a whole lot of videos for fandoms. One that I do like is the Tumblr name by Ready for a Kiss. They do really good gift work and stuff like that. I'm really bad at knowing like...
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult.
Like knowing who makes these gifts and everything like that. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, that's a nice gift. I'm going to reblog that. So I'm not really good at like knowing who does gifts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's one of the Tumblr blogs that I know does gifts and stuff that I really like. Yeah.
Great. So we put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Just like in general, is like AO3 the place to
like
go
that?
Or
So the AO3 is like the main place, and you can probably just click on like Richard Tozer dash, or I don't know what the platonic thing is now, because it's like there's a dash.
It's an ampersand, isn't it?
Is it?
For platonic and the slash for romantic.
Okay, yeah. So Richard Tozer / Edward Kasbrack. Like, you can find the stuff there. Or, like I did, where I just stalked people's bookmarks. if you follow people who are actually active, then you can find things on Tumblr too.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
And where can we find you online? You already mentioned that you're Xander the Undead.
Yes, I am Xander the Undead on my Tumblr, my Twitter, and on AO3.
Cool.
That makes it easy. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I just have to remember that one name.
Still, we're going to put everything in the show notes as per usual.
Exactly.
Yes. And thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for being like asking me on and everything. It was really good, and
who knew that it was so fluffy?
I know. In a horror.
I mentally prepared myself. You know.
Okay, let's look at it. Oh no.
Yeah, I mentally prepared myself like I did with Hannibal.
Right? Hannibal is like.
Well, the with It fandom, it's like, oh, no.
No, let's keep the clown 50 feet away from these characters. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you didn't just, like, well, I don't want to talk about this horrible clown.
No, that's the thing, though. I find everything interesting. It's like, you know.
That's true. I listened to your intro, and it's like, hey, we don't judge here.
Nope, we don't. It's all the old school things, like Ship and Lead Ship and the King Tomato and everything.
Yes. But thank you for having me on and everything. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea.
This wraps up the 19th episode of the Shipping Podcast. Even as someone who doesn't watch horror, I think I'll happily check out some of Sander's recommendations. If you want to do the same, you can find links in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. As you might have noticed, we didn't mention the next episode's topic during the interview. This is because I don't know it yet myself. I do know, however, that I'll be talking to Michaela and that the episode will be released on August 30th, earlier for Patreon supporters. You can follow and get in touch on Tumblr as shippingcast, on Twitter as shipping_cast, and you can email the podcast on theshippingcast@fandomish.net. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. You can find the podcast wherever podcasts are found. A full list is on shippingcast@fandomish.net/subscribe. As mentioned before, if you want to get the next episode the moment I finish it, at least one day early, you can become a supporter on patreon.com/shippingcast. This also has some other nice rewards, like extra episodes on other fandom topics. And that way you can help me pay for the necessary pro accounts for the podcast and keep me going. There's also the option to send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving reviews or simply spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, and on shirazade.net. I've also joined Mastodon as shirazade@fandom.inc. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.
Hannibal is because, like, oh my goodness.
Because that seems to be a fandom that has a very dark source material and also a very dark and twisted fandom.
Yes.
And I think they'd be proud to hear me call them that.
They are proud of their dark and twistedness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.